Welcome in. Today we're building what I call the Heatwave Drum Bus Stack in Ableton Live 12. It's an intermediate workflow for old-school jungle and 90s-inspired drum and bass, where the drums feel hot, glued, crunchy, and forward, but you're not murdering your transients or turning the whole mix into fuzzy chaos. The core idea is simple. Instead of smashing your main drum bus and hoping it works, we build a mini console inside a drum group. One clean path that stays solid, plus parallel returns for grit, for attack, and for top-end lift. Then a light master chain on the drum group to glue it together. Alright, let's set it up. First, prep your drum sources. Select your break, kick, snare, hats, perk whatever your drum section is and group them. Command or Control G. Name the group drums. Now quick gain staging. Before we add anything heavy, aim for the drums group peaking around -10 to -6 dB. This is one of those unsexy steps that makes everything downstream work better. Saturation and parallel chains behave way more predictably when you leave headroom. If you're using a classic break like the Amen, think funky drummer, do a quick tidy on the break track itself. Put EQ8 on the break. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz. If it's muddy or cloudy, try a small cut somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. And if the top end is kind of crispy or cheap, you can do a tiny shelf down around 8 to 12k. Nothing dramatic, just enough that your later air processing doesn't turn into sandpaper. Now we build the stack. Inside the drums group, we're going to create return tracks inside the group. This is important. Returns inside the group means your parallel processing lives with the drums, moves with the drums, and you can treat it like a contained drum console. Create 4 return tracks in the group. If you want to keep it tight, you can do 3, but I'll name them like this. Return A, Heat Return B, Snap Return C, Air and Optional Return D, Room. Now, teacher note, start your sends conservative. A good starting range is -18 to -12 dB. Parallel processing is seasoning. If you start with everything blasting into the returns, you'll end up fighting mud and harshness for the rest of the session. Cool. Let's build heat first. Heat is your parallel crunch. This is where the classic Jungle Tape Plus desk energy comes from, but controlled. On the heat return, first device is a Q8. High pass it at about 60 to 90 Hz, and use a steep slope. The reason is simple. You do not want sub-energy hitting saturation and compression in parallel. That's how you get that undefined low-end smear that kills the bounce. If it feels boxy, you can also dip a couple dB around 300 Hz with a medium Q. Next, add saturator. Set the mode to analog clip. Turn on soft clip. Start your drive around +6 dB. Then trim the output so it's not just louder. This matters. If the return gets louder just because it's distorted, you'll think it sounds better even if it's actually worse. Level match so you're blending tone, not volume. After that, add drum bus. Here, drum bus is doing a bit of thickness and edge. Start with drive around 10%, crunch around 6%. Keep boom off, or extremely low, because boom can blur the low end on breaks. Then set transient slightly negative or slightly positive depending on the break. If your break gets pokey and clicky, try -2. If it's dull, try +2. We're not using this return to create extra attack. We're using it for heat and density. Then add glue compressor. Attack at 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 4 to 1. Lower the threshold until you're getting about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Turn on soft clip. This is that held together feeling without turning your main drum mix into a pancake, because remember, it's parallel. Now set initial sends into heat. Break into heat, medium. Start around -14 dB. Snare into heat, light to medium, maybe -18 to -15. Hats into heat, light, around -20. The vibe check for heat is, the drums feel like they're sweating. You feel attitude and thickness when it's on, but you don't hear a distortion layer sitting on top. Next, snap. This is your parallel transient and attack lane. On the snap return, put EQ8 first. High pass it around 120 to 180 Hz. We are focusing this return on the smack and crack, not weight. Then add a gentle bell boost around 2 to 4K, maybe +2 dB, to bring out the snare presence. If you want a touch of extra top, add a very small shelf around 8 to 10K, like +1. Then add drum bus, but use it differently. Keep drive very low, 0 to 5%. Set transients high, like +10 up to +25. Crunch basically off, maybe 0 to 5. Boom off. Then add a regular compressor, not glue. Set attack 20 to 30 milliseconds so the initial transient gets through. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Aim for only 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. This keeps the snap return consistent and stops it from throwing random peaks when patterns get busy. Now sends into snap. Kick into snap. Light, around minus 18. Snare into snap. Medium, around minus 16. Break into snap is optional and very light. Only if your break lost bite after all the glue stuff. Think of snap as your attack fader. If your drums feel too polite, push snap before you start doing extreme EQ boosts on the drum group. Next, air. This is the parallel top lane for hats, ghost notes, and room tone. The goal is lift without brittleness. On the air return, start with a Q8 to isolate the highs. High pass somewhere between 400 and 800 Hz. If there's harshness, notch around 6 to 8K by 2 to 4 dB with a tighter Q. Then add a high shelf at 10 to 12K, plus 2 to plus 5 dB, depending on how dull your source is. After EQ, add saturator very subtly. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive plus 1 to plus 4 dB. Soft clip on. This is more about smoothing and density than audible distortion. Optionally, add auto filter for a tiny bit of movement. Keep it subtle. A gentle high pass, cut off around 600 to 1K, and either a tiny envelope amount or an LFO amount around 2 to 6%. Rate at eighth notes or quarter notes. The keyword here is shimmer, not wobble. Send targets for air. Hats into air medium. Break into air light if it needs lift. Snare into air tiny if you want a little extra snap on the very top. Now optional. The room return. This is for old school space. Jungle often reads as small room or plate ambience, not huge modern reverbs. On room, load hybrid reverb. Choose room or plate. Decay 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 5 to 20 milliseconds. High cut 6 to 9K. Low cut 250 to 500 Hz. And because it's a return, set the reverb mix to 100%. Then compress the reverb. Attack 5 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150. Ratio 4 to 1. Aiming for 2 to 6 dB gain reduction. This makes the room sound like part of the drum recording, not an effect pasted on top. Send mostly snare and a little break. Keep it subtle. If you notice the reverb is a reverb, it's probably too loud for this style. Okay, now we've got our parallel lanes. Next is the group chain on the drums group itself. Glue plus tone plus safety. On the drums group channel, first add EQ8. High pass 20 to 30 Hz gently. If it's muddy, dip 250 to 450 Hz by 1 to 3 dB. If it's too sharp, dip 7 to 9K by 1 to 3 dB. If it needs a little presence, you can add a cautious 1 dB around 1.5 to 3K. Careful, their DNB can get shouty fast. Then add glue compressor. Attack either 10 milliseconds, which often works better for jungle because it lets the transient crack through, or 3 milliseconds if you want it tighter, but you risk flattening the break. Release on auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Set threshold for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Soft clip on. Then add saturator for final warmth. Mode warmth or analog clip. Drive plus 1 to plus 3 dB. Soft clip on. Output level match again. Finally, add a limiter as safety, not loudness. Ceiling around minus 0.8 dB, and it should only catch the rare peak, like 1 to 2 dB max. At this point, do a very important calibration move, the mute test. Bring up heat until you clearly notice it. Then pull it down 2 to 4 dB. Do the same for snap and air. Now mute and unmute each return. The ideal result is, when you mute it, you miss it. When it's on, you don't hear it as a separate layer. That's how you know you're blending like a mixer, not stacking effects like stickers. Another coach note, balance your returns in context of the group chain. Turn on your drums group glue and saturator first, then dial return levels. If you balance parallels first, the group glue will often make heat too dense and air too pointy. Also, use Live 12 gain control philosophy, consistency into the chain. If one break hits way harder than another, add utility first on the break track and treat it like trim. Don't just chase peaks, aim for similar short-term loudness so your stack behaves the same from project to project. Now, quick troubleshooting pointers while you listen. If the groove feels cloudy when the bass line comes in, don't instantly carve the drums group. Often the fix is on the returns. On heat, try a steeper high pass or a small dip around 300 to 450. On room, raise the low cut to 400 to 600 so the ambience doesn't fog the groove. If the snare loses definition, use the snare priority rule. Snap first, dirt second. Raise the snap send a touch, then back off heat drive. That keeps the snare speaking without adding fizz. If the air is exciting but painful, notch 6 to 8K on the air return before you keep boosting shelves. Old school tops should feel energetic, not brittle. Now let's make it feel like jungle, not just a loop. Try a simple arrangement using return automation. Intro, filtered break and hats. Then automate the heat send up over 8 bars like you're pushing a channel into a desk. At the drop, bring full drums, set heat at the sweet spot, and push snap slightly for the first 4 bars for impact. For a midsection switch, mute the kick for 2 bars and let break plus room carry, then slam the kick back in and bump snap up about 2 dB just for 1 bar. That's a classic reload the impact trick without adding any new samples. And here's a super effective drop trick. Pull the air return down for the 2 bars before the drop, then snap it back at the drop. The drop will feel brighter and louder without you touching the master. If you want one advanced variation, tempo locked pumping on the heat return. Put a compressor after the distortion on heat. Sidechain it from the kick. Fast attack, like 0.3 to 3 ms. Release 60 to 140 ms. Tune to groove at 170 to 175 bpm. Aim for 2 to 5 dB gain reduction. The grime stays present between kicks, but it makes space right on impact, so the drums hit harder without extra volume. Alright, mini practice, 15 minutes. Load a classic break, plus a clean kick and snare. Build heat, snap, and air exactly like we did. Start sends like this. Break into heat around minus 14. Break into air around minus 18. Snare into snap around minus 16. Hats into air around minus 12 to minus 16. Export 8 bars twice. One with heat low, and one with heat up about 3 dB and snap down about 2. Compare which one feels more 90s jungle, and which one fits a modern roller. Wrap up.